I'm living a movie, not living by rules. It's just a movie, don't lose your cool.
Yo, and welcome to another episode of Spoiled Movie Reviews on the Blackout Tips Premium Podcast Network. I am your host, Rod, and as always, I never review movies by myself. I reached out to some people that you guys might know and love to review today's movie, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. One of them is the Neo nerd in training, the fake nerd. Karen, what's going on?
What's going on? Yeah, I like that. I don't officially, because I like, I'm a nerd because I do get geeked over shit that a lot of people don't give a fuck about, but I'm not a nerd because, like, I don't know all, like, the terminology and shit that y'all be using, talk about all them bites and shit like that. I'd be so confused.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we also have a friend of the show. If you listen to any of the other premium shows and you've already heard them, it's my man, Sterling, a.k.a. The Wound God from the Gaming and Then Some podcast. You can find the podcast at on iTunes and Stitcher, of course. And GATSpod.com is the website. GATSpod on Twitter and at The Wound God on Twitter. What's going on, bro?
What it is, man?
Well, you know what it is. It's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles time, the 2014 film directed by John Liebesman. Of course, it's very simple what we do here at Spoiled Movie Reviews. We talk about what we like, talk about what we didn't like, and then we rate the movie. And of course, we spoil everything because we just don't give a fuck. And I guess the spoiler for this movie would be, shit, Casey Jones ain't in this bitch. I mean, my motherfucking man, William Fichtner ain't even Shredder. So you got that going on. Let's go ahead and, get into the review. First of all, let's talk about what we liked about the movie. I will start with you first. Oh, wait, no, actually I'll play a clip first and then it will start with that. So here's a clip.
How are you?
We're ninjas. We're mutants.
Well, technically we're turtles.
Oh, and we're teenagers. But we can still have adult conversations. I'm a snapping turtle, fool. Snap, snap, snap! I meant to do that. I meant to do it.
Please keep your arms and legs inside the shell at all times.
Dry! You're a talking turtle.
And you're a human nerd. Now that we got that out of the way, hit it.
Anyone else see that? That's my fam. I'll hold them down forever. Us fam on. Together,
you know where we gon' fail. You know I got your back, just like a turtle shell. All right. Karen, I know you got my back just like a turtle shell.
Yes,
I do. What did you like about this movie?
That it was short.
Okay. Damn, the shade. Mm-hmm. What about you, Sterling? What did you like about this movie? I now want to look up the exact time while we're doing this. It did clock in at a smooth, like, 90 minutes, maybe. Mm-hmm. 101 minutes, so mm-hmm. An hour 40. All right, Sterling, what'd you like about it?
Megan Fox wasn't horrible. Mm-hmm. Like, that to me was an improvement because I was just ready to see her just be trashed the whole movie. And I think it's because she had no lines down there whatsoever. She was just in scenes. And besides that, the action was decent. Mm-hmm. Like, if you saw it in 2D, because I make sure whenever it's a real 3D to stay away from it. In 2D, it looked really nice. Just, you know, regular old movie. The avalanche scene was dope and a couple other ones. But that was it.
I feel like Megan learned her lesson because mm-hmm. she bit the hand that fed her. Mm-hmm. And then she ended up not being in them Transformers movies, was making all that money.
Right.
And I feel
she
like
she was making bullshit and it was flopping.
Yeah, I feel like she had to kind of, you know, get right with Jesus. Yep. And come back, because if I'm not mistaken, I think Michael Bay produced this film or something like that.
Yeah, she talking about she would never work with him again.
Well, that was a mistake.
Right.
The movie made $190 million, and the budget supposedly was around $125, so it made money.
Mm-hmm.
And opening weekend, it made $65 million. I remember because this asshole on Twitter reminded me like, oh, look, it already made more than Guardians of the Galaxy. I was like, what does that mean? Doesn't mean it's a better movie. Right. Anyway, what I liked about this movie, and I'm surprised, because I guess I like it a little bit more than you guys, Michelangelo was great.
Yeah.
He was so funny. I laughed at everything that motherfucker said. The turtles have never looked better, in my opinion.
Agreed.
Them niggas look like some big ass, like, kids that live in a project and play football and shit.
Yes, they did.
Like, that's how they should look. A bit scary. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
When them niggas popped up, I was like, oh, I see why people don't fuck with y'all. You know what I mean?
Y'all huge.
Yeah. And like Sterling said, the action was, pretty well done. And considering that it was CGI, I mean, it's really, like, they really seen the CGI into the world flawlessly, because you end up watching it, and after, like, a few minutes, you just kind of forget. Nothing's really there. It's just, you know, it's just, like, Megan Fox and Will Arnett talking to each other, and then they're superimposing these big-ass nigga turtles into the middle of the conversation, man. And I like that they had distinct personality differences. And you know, that stuff was kind of cool. And, this is going to sound a bit controversial, but, I enjoyed the remix of the Shredder. Like
his, that shit was dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. His suit was actually like, I actually felt scared. Like, yo, this nigga might fuck them up. Like,
correct.
Nigga shot knives out of his suit that magnetically came back whenever he wanted them. Like, that shit was a beast, man. He brutally beat Splinter's ass. That fight scene was good. So I do want to give it props for all of that stuff. Let's talk about what we did not like. And this may take a little longer, but, Karen, give me what you didn't like about TMNT.
Maybe this is just me nitpicking. Rat, he looked dirty and dingy and nasty.
Nope, it ain't just you, because that's the top thing on my list.
Oh, he looked filthy. He looked like they just took him, roll him in some mud, and say he'll be their daddy.
Yeah, it looked almost too real.
I don't know what it was, because, like, the turtles look so well animated, and he just did not seem well animated to me. Like, he freaked me out the first time he popped up on the screen. I don't understand. He's like the Iggy Australia of the ninja world. Like, he ain't never been to Japan, but he read a book and turned Japanese.
Yeah, he looked just like a rat. Like, it wasn't even, like...
They didn't try to smooth him out at all.
Nothing adorable about this little nigga at all. Just pure ew. And you're right, that was pretty terrible. What else, Karen? Anything else?
This is good and bad. A lot of the shit was over the top, but I didn't mind it being over the top. But some of the shit that was over the top was like, really, we really gonna do this? And it was like the, which was kind of funny, the elevator ride that they had where they was riding through the elevator and they just made beats up. It was like some of the things that they had them doing with each other was almost just to kill time, not to really add anything to the movie. But I had to remind myself it's a PG-13 movie also.
It's definitely a kids movie.
Right. That's why I had to remind myself of that.
And I had to reconcile years ago before any of the latecomers of Ninja Turtles dealt with it. But this ain't going to be the Ninja Turtles I wanted to be.
Correct.
From the black and white comic books where they like stick a sword through a nigga's head and keep fighting. Like, that'll never happen. I'm just going to have to get used to Leonardo kicking people and swinging his swords around but never chopping anybody. It's just... You know, it's just part of the problem with this franchise. Once Eastman and Lear kind of sold out, or yeah, I shouldn't say sold out, sold their property to some bigger companies and shit, they kind of lost that edge to the character. So, I do kind of agree with you on that, Karen. Sterling, anything you didn't like?
Besides Splinter, it was the story itself. Like, it was just really lazy, and it felt like really... Like, you just kind of got thrown into an episode. Like, for a first movie, I would expect, like, more origin or just a solid ending. Like, they just kind of, like, shut the movie off at the end. That what it felt like to me.
Yeah.
It just felt odd.
I didn't like...
It felt like, see you next week.
Yeah, it definitely had sequel-itis all over. Like, we're going to make a sequel, period. Like, we just got to come up with a way to make this sequel. I gotta say, one of the things I didn't like, was pretty much all the humans in it.
Yeah.
Will Arnett, man, he just did, like, he was comic relief, but he really didn't have a lot to work with.
Mm-mm. He did.
Like, I really don't understand why Casey Jones wasn't in this shit. To be honest, if you're just gonna throw Will Arnett in the fucking movie and not give him anything to do, at least Casey would have been interesting.
Correct.
William Fichtner, since he didn't get to be the Shredder, like, his whole storyline was kind of weak, you know? Like, you knew that he wasn't the main big bad, so
mm-hmm.
he was kind of inconsequential. And that fucking stupid ass plan they had where they just, like, extract the turtle's blood, and that shit was so dumb. Although when they gave him, like, that rush of adrenaline, that was funny. That was dope.
That was hilarious.
What else was it? Johnny Knoxville was terrible in it. Yeah, all the humans. Whoopi Goldberg's in this shit. It's just, you know, not very good. The plot was,
and the storyline. I agree with
you. I thought Johnny Knoxville was one of the turtles.
Oh, that's what he was? Okay, my bad.
Yeah. He was like the voice, like a late voice of one of the turtles. Like, they changed it up.
Okay, my bad. Then Whoopi Goldberg and all those people, like the journalism angle just felt forced in. It didn't really matter. So that was, you know, that was kind of stupid. And then I thought that the last fight was actually pretty well done. And I liked that the, you know, debris were falling down on the crowd and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that felt like the only, like, epic fight in the whole fucking thing. Like,
correct.
It felt like you had that one scene on the mountain, and then you had that last fight scene. And everything else was a lot of, like,
filler.
Yeah, not just filler, but it was like they were avoiding showing you shit. Like, you know, like, we're going to unveil the turtles eventually, but you got to wait 30 minutes into the film. But everything else, like Sterling said, they treated it like you were going to, like, it was just another episode of Ninja Turtles. So why are we doing the mysterious, she walked down an alley and you could hear people get beat up, but everybody was gone. You know, like, why are we doing this? I wanted to see them in action. If you're going to have a short movie, don't tease me with 40 minutes of non-action for a movie like this. So that wasn't that good. Some of the origin story changes, kind of weak. This nigga Splinter learned karate from reading a book.
Right.
Come on, man. Come on, dog.
And Japanese, and a Japanese accent, like,
right,
and all from New York City, and he just got that accent out of nowhere.
And April's dad was, like, the scientist that, like, worked on Splinter and shit. It was just, you know, but like Karen said, you have to remind yourself it's a kids movie.
All right.
Because
if you don't, you get angry.
But you can make a good kids movie. I mean, we did go see Big Hero 6. And
which
you know,
excellent.
So I don't want to just give them too much of a cop out, but I'll stop there with shit that I didn't like, man. Let's go ahead and wrap this thing up with our overall impressions. Now, we use the more Epic Than Love Jones scale normally, but my man Chris from Insanity Check, Movie Trailer Reviews.net, took it off his site. So I guess we're just going to have to go by 1 through 5. And I think I remember the categories because we've done it so many times, mm-hmm. but we'll assign our own scale at some point. Karen, what would you give TMNT overall from 0 to 5, with 0 being man, fuck you, and 5 being fuck you waiting for go see this shit?
I would probably give it about a 3.
Okay, a 3. I think that would be like $5 matinee or some shit.
Yeah, it's worth that much, but don't pay full price opening weekend.
What about you, Sterling?
I would say like a 1. If a 1 is Netflix on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think 1 was like watch it on TNT or have it soon or something like
mm-hmm.
that.
Yep.
And that's about where I'm at with it too, man. I remember leaving the theater and thinking, TNT will have this, and then that's probably the best way to watch it. 30 extra minutes of commercials, fill it up to 2 hours, but you know, it's just lighthearted. It's not a very good movie.
No, it's not.
It's obviously set up for a sequel. It's obviously supposed to capitalize off the popularity of the Nickelodeon TMNT that's going on right now.
Correct, which is actually better than this.
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, man, for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movies, my favorite is probably TMNT,
the animated one.
Yeah, the 2007 one.
That was the
great. Yeah, I love that one.
That one was actually the best one.
Yeah, and I don't think we're gonna ever get that Eastman and Laird version I want. So I would tell people the same thing. One, wait for it on TNT or some shit. Catch it then.
Yeah, because I remember you got mad we left. You was like, I won't go see the second one.
Oh, my. I was so pissed. I was so pissed, mm-hmm. man. Like, if I would have had to rate it that day, it would have got a zero.
Yeah.
Because I was just so sick of... I had to calm down a bit because I was so sick of just us being completely... like, real Ninja Turtle fans just being completely thrown to the wayside again.
Yeah, and I think to me, the thing that's most frustrating is, like, when you go see better made movies for children, like Roger said, Big Hero 6 and some of this other stuff, just, like, excellent, you go, what the fuck? Y'all just didn't care.
Yeah, it just doesn't have any heart.
No. You know?
That's all. Anyway, man, thank you for listening, everybody. Check out my man Sterling, Gave It and Then Some podcast. It's on iTunes and Stitcher. On Twitter, he's The Wound God, and his podcast is at GATS Pod, and same thing as the website, GATSpod.com. We'll be back with another spoiler movie review soon. Until then, peace out.
Get your act together. My life's a movie. I leave you in the act forever.
My life's like a movie. My life's like a movie. My life's like a movie.